You're listening to Potty Mouth Radio, the home of movies, music, television, and comedy. The following podcast contains spoilers and rude words. We watch a thing.
We watch a thing. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to We Watched a Thing with Billy and Dave. We made it to 2024, mate. We're here, living in the future. Who'd have thought? Our fingers are so on the pulse.
Every other podcast in the world will be struggling to keep up.
Oh, mate, like, what are they thinking doing their most anticipated of, you know, 2024 lists at the end of 2023 or early 20? Mate,
well, let's
half
face
the things
it
they've mentioned are pure shit, and we know that by now.
They all had Argyle. Those fools.
That's right. Here we are. We're getting to it. Finger square on the pulse.
I'm so pleased that we're in a position now where I am not going to be down in the annals of history as having Argyle as the most anticipated film.
Yeah, since we're doing a big episode too, a couple of big announcements. Just please, everybody, Hunt for the Perfect Album is now live on the Potty Mouth Network. If you want to go and hear Dave and I every week talk about albums that we think are perfect with no skippable tracks, go check it out. Like, subscribe, smash that subscribe button, 5-star ratings, all that good stuff. And also, Potty Mouth Radio's latest show, the one where we watched, a Friends Rewatch podcast, is live too. So go check that out and share that with your friends. See what I did there?
Could you be any funnier?
I probably could. But we're not here to talk about Friends or music this week, mate, because as mentioned, we're doing our most anticipated.
Most anticipated of quarters 2 through 4 of 2024.
I struggled a lot with this list. I messaged you earlier today saying...
I don't know where you're doing your research, because there is so much good shit coming.
I messaged you earlier saying, are we trying for 10? Can we just do 5? I have 8 on my list, but the bottom 3 are awful. I managed to scrape it to 10 in the end, but I'm not proud of... Like, you're going to shit all over my 1 and 2 anyway. I don't want to hear your reaction to my 6 through 10. So,
I guarantee you now, I promise you, hand on heart, I will not mock you more for any of the ones that you think are shit than I will for what is going to be probably close to the top of your list. And we both know what film it is.
Yeah, I know
what
mockery at the top of my
list will surpass whatever is going to be, whatever else you think is bad. I probably am looking forward to your other stuff. Yeah.
Well, I'm curious to hear yours, because like I said, I struggled. You reckon this was the easiest thing in the world because there's so much you're anticipating. So why don't I kick it off then, so that way we hear your number one last after you shit on mine.
Sure.
But my number 5, I think is probably going to be on your list as well. It's not the last horror movie that you'll hear me talk about, and it's not my lowest ranked horror movie either, because at number 7, I was really excited for Abigail. Have you seen the trailer for that?
Oh, yeah, I'm super keen for Abigail.
Yeah,
That's my number 5.
Well, okay, all right, cool. Well, my number 5 is A Quiet Place Day One. I'm excited.
Not in my 5, but I'm obviously keen. The first 2 are good. So.
I mean, the first 2 are great. Obviously, Krasinski's not writing or directing this one, but still producing and I believe still appearing in it, because this
he
takes us right back.
He's busy doing another film that might be on your list. I don't know.
It's not. But this takes us right back to the day that the invasion started. I did get to see a trailer for this the other day. I don't watch trailers at home. I was lucky to see this at the cinema, because if I didn't see it there, I wouldn't have seen it. And it looks good. It looks really solid. I'm excited.
Oh yeah, me too. Yeah, I'm hoping that it'll be a movie of two halves, and the first half will be normal soundscape. Until people start to realize,
that'd be sick.
And then we switch into, so in the trailer, obviously you've got it's Lupita Nyong'o, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is going to be the big check right there. But yeah, some dude grabs her and puts his hand over her mouth and goes, shh.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that's like halfway through the film.
That would be great. Yeah. I'm very excited for this one. Very keen. Well, I kind of took the thunder out of your number 5 there, but let's talk about Abigail. Cause this was another one that I had not even heard of this movie. Last week I was seeing, Imaginary, the piece of shit bear movie.
Yep.
And I saw the trailer for this beforehand and I was like, that looks fucking awesome.
Yeah. So you've got, I mean, ripping a cast. So the premise is criminals kidnap this little girl and hole up in a mansion, I think presumably to ransom her or whatever.
Yeah.
And then discover that little girl isn't possibly all she's appears to be and yeah. possibly is a whole lot more, which sounds fairly generic.
Yeah, yep.
But the writers and directors behind Ready or Not.
Yes, which famously I gave it like a 10 out of 10 yeah, in my top 10 of the year that year.
Awesome movie.
Yeah.
Really surprisingly big old cast as yeah. well. Oh, and the good Scream that
yeah.
movies.
Yeah.
But you've got Dan Stevens, Catherine Newton, Giancarlo Esposito, Matthew Good, you know, Melissa Barrera.
Yeah.
Thankfully still getting work after the Scream assholes fucking yeah. tried to destroy her career.
Yep.
Kevin Durand, who is my all-time favorite character actor. I am so excited for this. I'd actually forgotten about it in my mind because it's only like a month away. It's sort of already a current film.
Yes.
So
yeah.
It was a very last minute swap in
yeah.
For another sci-fi horror sort of film, okay. which is now an honorable mention.
No, yeah.
But I don't know. I'm super keen.
Super keen. Definitely doing it on the show for sure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, my number four, I am certain, is going to be a crossover. I think there's two films on my list that you're not going to shit on me for. This is one of them. And I'm certain
in that case, I'm probably going to tell you it's too low.
Yeah, I'm certain this is going to be much, much higher on your list. We don't get it till right at the end of the year, not until December. But I'm, of course, talking about Nosferatu.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we love Eggers around here. Everything he's done so far. I mean, three films, but all three have been fucking brilliant. An outstanding cast for this one. You've got Bill Skarsgård playing Dracula, Nosferatu. Like, that in itself is just a huge fucking sell. But Aaron Taylor-Johnson, Willem Dafoe, of course, returning to collaborate with Eggers, who always does great. Nicholas Hoult, I think, is a brilliant actor. I loved him in The Menu. Yep. I've loved him in just about everything.
Oh, yeah.
I am so on board for this movie.
Yep. Lily Rose Depp, Ralph Ineson, who's another stable actor for Eggers.
Yeah.
Obviously was in The Northman, plays the dad in The Witch. Emma Corrin, who recently, I don't know if you've caught Murder at the End of the World yet. Obviously,
no, I haven't.
Straight out of the gate for that because I'm fucking in love with Britt Marling. And Simon McBurton. The cast is so good on this. And
yeah.
I'm a huge fan of the old F.W. Murnau,
yeah,
original Nosferatu, you know, pre-Dracula. I cannot wait to see what he's doing with it. I expect lots and lots of crazy Dutch angles, German expressionism coming out the wazoo. I'm assuming it's going to be black and white. With amazing light. It'll be on my list.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll be talking about it towards the end of the
episode. I imagine it would be, yeah. I'm so on board. I can't wait. All right, your number four.
My number four is Borderlands.
Okay, yeah, I saw this in my Googling, but I've never played the game. I know nothing about it. It seemed to have a bizarre cast to me because I thought Borderlands was like a serious game. I mean, I see the word Borderland and I go straight to Alice in Borderland, the Japanese series, which is incredible based on manga.
It's the game franchise, which it's a 2K franchise. So it was the first game was just coming out when I left the company. So I've got a fondness for it because I know a lot of people who worked on it. But it's a first-person shooter, science fiction setting, but it's completely over the top. The very stylized, almost cel-shaded animation, but 3D. Gorgeous to look at. It looks like a comic come to life. It's very adult in tone. Yeah. So there's themes, both sexual and lots of violence, but also very funny. Robots with really sarky personalities and that sort of thing, which is why and you would may have seen the cast or something. You've got
I just saw Jack Black, and I was
Jack Black, Kevin Hart, who I can usually take or leave both of them, but I think voicing Saki
animated movie?
No.
Okay. No.
This is one where it's probably worth looking at the trailer because this is not going to be a movie where plot
spoilers
are a thing. Yeah. It's going to be a big over the top. The only thing that gave me pause is that written and directed by Eli Roth, who I generally don't have a lot of time for.
Yeah.
But
although
this is something where it might work.
He did Thanksgiving, didn't he?
Which is better than Cabin Fever and Hostel, but I was still only middling on it. You know, it was fine. But this is something where writing, provided he's extracting most of the stuff from the games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Writing's not really, you know, because you could even take the humor from the games.
Yeah.
The writing's, I'm hoping, not going to be a make or break for this. It's all going to be down to style and substance, which I think he can do
if
he wants to.
When does this come out?
I don't know if we've got a date. I'm in my back of my mind, I'm thinking sort of June, July, but I could be completely off the mark with that.
Yeah, sweet.
But for what it is, and the only thing I can think of that's remotely similar in tone to this franchise is Tank Girl.
I love Tank Girl. Aussie classic.
Dystopian.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Post-apocalyptic adult comedy with lots of violence. But to have people like Jamie Lee Curtis and Cate Blanchett in it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
That was the thing that threw me for a loop. And Hayley Bennett's in there. And Ariana Greenblatt, all people I really like and not people that you would expect in something like this. So I'm hoping that what sold them on it was a really good script.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, right.
From what I've saw of the trailer, they seem to have really nailed the tone of the games and the look of them. So I'm super excited for this.
Yeah, nice. We'll no doubt do it on the show, so I'll definitely check it out.
Yeah.
My number three is a film that I had zero idea about. I joked about it early. I am a man whose finger is very firmly not on the pulse. My finger is up my rectum during most. I don't look, which is funny given I host a movie review podcast. I love movies, but I like to stay away from news about them. So I had no idea this was happening until after I made my list. This is the reason I was able to get my list to 10 in the end, because this just popped up in my Facebook feed that this has been announced. I don't know how early people knew about this. Yorgos Lanthimos. His new film, Kinds of Kindness, is coming out in June.
It was 2025.
June 21st of this year. Kinds of Kindness.
Man, that would have been on my list.
An anthology film. Yorgos Lanthimos doing an anthology film with, get this cast, Emma Stone, Jesse Plemons, Willem Dafoe, Margaret Qualley, Hong Chow, Joe Alwyn. Oh, fucking hell. Like that.
I know.
People know nothing about this. All the premise says is that Yorgos Lanthimos has described it as a contemporary film set in the US, three different stories with four or five actors who play one part in each story. That's all we know about it.
I've seen one set photo of good old Emily just prancing, being amazing.
Yeah.
That's all I've seen.
Yeah.
I thought this wasn't till next year, this would
be got a release date now, June 21st this year, so not that long away, really.
Shitballs.
So I am fucking keen because Yorgos Lanthimos, tick.
Yeah,
that cast, tick. I'm so keen for this. Can't wait.
They must have had a break for lunch after Poor Things and gone straight into shooting again.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah. I would have probably bent the rules and said, "Oh, Abigail would be on my list, but it's really soon, so consider it an honourable." And it would have, been like fucking hell.
All right, well, what's your number three?
Deadpool and Wolverine.
Not on my list.
Oh, see, what the fuck?
Couldn't give a toss.
This is going to be the best fun in the cinema this year.
Nah, look, here's the thing. I liked the first Deadpool plenty. I thought it was good. Good movie. Slightly overrated, but good movie. I thought the second one was not as good as the first. And I think that, look, people are going to get mad here. I don't think Logan's that good. I think Logan is fine. I think Jackman's a good Wolverine, but I just don't care.
He was miscast as Wolverine from the outset. He's too tall. He's Australian. You know, nothing about him made sense. He acts it well. I love the guy.
Yeah.
He's, you know, I love this whole bro thing he's got going with Ryan Reynolds for the last decade where they just ribbon it. I love all of that. He was miscast. The original casting, which was Dougray Scott, I was really on board for, and I was so disappointed when he couldn't do it because he was caught up to a fucking Mission Impossible 2, which he must still be kicking himself about. He, I think, would have been better. I was really hoping that the internet scuttlebutt was actually based on something and we were going to get Daniel Radcliffe as Wolverine.
Oh, that'd be sick.
Look, because he's ripped as shit now and he's a hairy fucker, so he's short. So it all fits and he's a good actor. You know, he could nail the acting. But
look, I'll see it and I hope
it's still
going to
be fun.
Yeah.
We've got Jennifer Garner back as Elektra, which I think is fun.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That is fun.
Matthew McFadden's in it, who I love.
Is Affleck in it as Daredevil though? Because if he's not, I don't want to borrow it.
Not announced, but that doesn't mean it's not going to happen because obviously if Garner's in there as Elektra, and we know they're playing with the multiverse thing because the Time Variance Authority from Loki are involved.
Yeah.
So that's how they're working.
Did you just say Matthew McFadden is in this?
Yeah. It's Mr. Paradox. Okay. We love Matthew McFadden.
I love Matthew McFadden. I adore him. I think he's fantastic. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'll see it and I'm cautiously optimistic about it. I just, for me, I'm one of the people in the world, and again, I'm going to get hate mail for this.
Rob Delaney's in it.
I love Rob Delaney. Tell you who I love Rob Delaney more than. Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds is fine.
Oh.
But look, I know I'm going to get hate for this. I think he's fine. I think he's charming, but it's a one-note shtick, and it kind of has run its course for me.
I think I leave Deadpool aside. I agree with the one. He has been playing the same thing since Van Wilder with a few notable exceptions like Buried and The Voices, where he's both of which are amazing films.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's been doing variations on the theme because that's what people keep giving him when he occasionally does his own things. And I do set Deadpool as its own thing because it's completely his thing that he created.
100%, yeah.
And it feels like his shtick because he created it.
Yeah.
So I do set it aside from all of the other stuff where he's doing very similar stuff. But, you know, I've got a lot of time. I find him eminently charming still.
He's a very charming dude.
And he and Josh Brolin have got great chemistry and Brolin's supposedly back as Cable. And he and Jackman, obviously, the whole world's been waiting to see them together actually in a film rather than just doing ads for shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm very keen. I loved Deadpool 2 almost as, I think, as much as the first one.
Yeah. Okay.
Little
Kiwi kid ruined it for me.
The little fucking wilder people boy.
Yeah.
I wasn't a fan of him, but everyone else. Brianna Hildebrand as Negasonic Teenage Warhead is just a shining light, and I want to see her in everything forever.
All right. My number two is probably not going to be on your list. I think we're done with crossovers. But who knows? You never know. Because it's the fourth in a saga. I loved the first three. Absolutely brilliant. This one's coming out pretty soon in May. And
Is it a very long title?
It's define long. It's seven words. I guess that's long, isn't it?
Does the last one spell out Potter?
Yeah, of course they do, because it's Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, very cool.
I'm a massive fan of the Planet of the Apes franchise, not just the...
It's one of the strongest trilogies in movie history.
Exactly, yes.
I
love the originals as well, but I love old B monster movies and stuff. I think they're fantastic.
Gun-toting Charlton Heston in something, and I'm there.
You damn dirty apes.
Even playing a Mexican. Dutch of evil.
But I think that this reboot was, I mean, it's the best reboot ever made, this trilogy. Yeah. Easily. I think that, you know, 2009 Star Trek.
Is this Matt Reeves or is this new people?
This is directed by Wes Ball from a screenplay by Josh Friedman, Rick Jaffa, Amanda Silver, and Patrick Aizen.
Who the fuck's Wes Ball?
He hasn't done a lot. He's best known for directing the Maze Runner film trilogy, which I have not seen.
Oh, they're good. I like those.
Okay. Yeah. But
they've got my little man from Teen Wolf in them.
I think apart from 2009 Star Trek, I don't even think there's another reboot that could compare. And this franchise is incredible. The visual effects, those apes are so fucking good.
That is, and I've just sort of come off the back of rewatching PJ's King Kong as part of the 2005 countdown.
Over on Binge Movies.
Let's
give a shout out. Jason's fantastic.
Yeah. That'll be out soon, and we'll obviously plug the shit out of that, and we'll have Jason on soon as well. But having just rewatched that and been reminded of how fucking good Andy Serkis and that weird stuff is.
Yeah.
And that's obviously nearly 20 years ago, that film.
Yeah.
That Planet of the Apes reboot trilogy is stunning.
And
especially, I don't know where you sit on the trilogy. For me, War is the best of them, the third one.
I reckon Dawn. I mean, but I think they're all so good.
Probably 3-1-2, I guess, okay. If I had to rank them. But I mean, that's Circus too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Caesar.
It is. He's
unbelievable. And you would have seen the clips of him on like Letterman and Kibble and that doing the voice. Oh, fuck. What a talented guy. Where's his honorary Oscar?
Yeah, he's fantastic. This franchise is fantastic. Not just the visuals, which are stunning, but I actually think that they've done an incredible job story-wise. I think each of those three films really, they feel contained and yet they feel like part of a saga. I'm really curious to see. I'm kind of cautiously optimistic about this one because I don't know if it's going to reach the same heights as the previous three, but given just how strong they've all been so far, I'm really, really hopeful. So
I'm intrigued by the setting because it's a fair bit in the future compared to the other three.
Yeah.
Freya Allen, who we recently saw doing all sorts of crazy things with a baghead, but we love her.
Yeah.
Witcher girl. But I'm really intrigued that this feels a lot more akin to the old Charlton Heston, et cetera, ones where you've got, certainly based on the trailer, appears to be dual leads, one being an ape, one being Freya Allen, joining forces, which is not really something we saw in the previous three films.
Oh,
so
I'm
very interested and very keen. And really questioning why it's not in my top five.
Well, let's crack on then. What's your number two?
My number two, and I'm only going to say it twice because bad things happen if you say it three times, is Beetlejuice.
Yeah, okay. Can I tell you something? And I don't want you to get cranky.
I will.
I've never seen
this
Beetlejuice.
This is not a Ghostbusters. The first Beetlejuice is still a fucking great movie.
I'm not going to say it's a bad movie. I'm just going to tell you I've never seen it. I've never seen Beetlejuice. Look, it came out before I was of movie
Are
film
you a
watching age.
Pod?
No, but here's the thing. Tim Burton can go and fuck himself. I think he's made very few good movies, man. He's got like Edward Scissorhands. I don't know, man. That's got to be where it ends for me. I think the man hasn't made a good movie in about 25 years. He hasn't. And none of his movies post 2000 have been good. So, he's got a couple of good films, but so I never went back and watched Beetlejuice.
Batman 89? Not a bad film.
Okay. All right, he did that. That's what I mean. I feel like his...
Sweeney Todd?
No, piece of shit.
Oh, God, you haven't seen it, have you?
I have.
Oh, okay.
I feel like Burton's bad films outweigh his good films by massive margins. So I've never seen the first Beetlejuice. Is it actually good or is this nostalgia playing with you?
I adore it. I have seen it probably 20 times minimum. And at least half of those with the kids, because they just keep wanting to put
Let's do it on the show. Let's pencil it in for some time before the second one comes out.
Well, yeah, why don't we do a twofer when it comes out?
Yeah,
we'll do a flashback review and we'll do a review of the new one.
Because I should see
it. It's genuinely good. Michael Keaton, it's one of his crowning roles for his entire career.
So are you expecting this to be a good Lego sequel?
Oh, yeah, 100%. It's everything that all the shit I love from the first one. Burton, Elfman, Winona's back, Michael Keaton in his career defining role, and we've thrown in fucking Jenna Ortega for good measure, and she is never not awesome. And the script is from the creator of the Wednesday TV show, which was really good.
Yeah.
Everything about this screams, this is. Because so often, Ghostbusters Afterlife was a piece of shit. I almost vomited in my popcorn bucket at that god-awful ending. It was not a good film. And that's the problem. Most of these kind of nostalgia, ambulance chaser fucking bullshit things that we've been seeing more and more of. We've had fucking Point Breaks and Top Gun ones and all the rest of them. Most of them are shit. Yep. Top Gun Maverick was fine. It just wasn't as good as people said it was.
Yeah.
Most of them are shit. But this one, it's not new people. It's not the fucking son of the director. It's not somewhat, studio created thing.
Yeah.
Burton has created this.
Because he needs the money because all of his recent films have been shit.
Can you get back in your fucking box? He has brought all of the same people back together. The reason that it didn't happen 10, 15 years ago when there were first sort of rumors about a Beetlejuice 2 was because he didn't have a story he was happy with. He didn't have couldn't pull the people together that he wanted.
Yeah.
It's happening now because he's happy with what he's got and is ready to do it. And so I have zero hesitance. This is going to be good.
Yeah, cool.
I will put money on it.
All right, we'll definitely do it for the show. And yeah, we'll do the first one as well because it's one of those films I've always known I should watch. So
there's another 80s film called Heathers. Have you seen
I've seen Heathers, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. You don't need to stress too much. I've seen all the good movies, Dave.
Oh, just stop.
Speaking of good movies and speaking of you probably continuing to shit on me, my number one with a bullet.
Just brace yourself, brother.
From the second you said let's do most anticipated, it's coming out real soon. It's coming out week after next.
Piece of shit.
And I cannot fucking wait for Godzilla X Kong. I am so keen. I'm the one person in the world who really fucking loved Godzilla vs. Kong.
Have you read my review on Letterboxd of that?
No, I don't want to.
it may put you in therapy.
See, because I love monster movies unabashedly. I love kaiju movies. I love Godzilla. Even the American ones. Look, are they deeply inferior to the Japanese ones? Oh yeah,
Hank Azaria one. Film. Love it.
Yes. Yeah. Look, yes, Godzilla they're deeply inferior to the Japanese ones. There's no question of that. But it doesn't mean that I can't. Not sit there in the cinema with a massive fucking grin on my face because they're so much fun.
Yeah, of course King Kong can climb through the entire center of the earth through a tunnel in 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. I don't give a shit, Dave.
He's a big monkey. He can climb fast.
I can't wait. I'm so excited. I've seen this trailer
twice.
Can
we do this on the show?
Yes, we're doing it on the show. Are you kidding? It's already penciled in. Yes, we're doing it on the show.
Because I've already started like drafting my insults.
We 100% are doing this on the show. I can't wait to see it. I'll probably see it twice.
Weirdly,
can I tell you a secret? I don't know if I told you this. I saw Madam Web twice.
I would watch Madam Web 1,000 times before I would sit through Godzilla versus Kong again.
Oh, that's bullshit. That is bullshit. That
Godzilla versus Kong, I have in the same camp as Moonfall.
Oh. Dave, you are an absolute...
You know what astonishes me? You are, without a doubt, the biggest kaiju fan on the planet.
Yeah.
Have you watched the Monarch TV show yet?
I haven't got around to it yet. It's on my watch list.
You realize it's in that universe.
I know.
It will directly
And I'm really
be
keen. And the whole Kurt Russell, Wyatt Russell
show,
thing.
Well, that show was genuinely really good. I was enjoying it.
Yeah.
And then right at the end, they reminded me it's part of that bullshit universe by bringing portals into
See,
it.
See, the problem is I've been trying to get Noosk to watch it, but she is not keen. And I've been so busy when she's out of the house that I just haven't had a chance. But it's
a quote from your other favorite movie, Clever Girl.
All right. Well, let's hear your number one then, mate.
No, my number one is Nosferatu.
Is it? Yeah, okay. Yeah, nice.
I mean, you will have noticed I have left out what probably would have been my number, maybe not number one, but probably my number two.
Yeah.
Because we've kind of seen it, and so it didn't feel right to have it in a most anticipated list, but there is no doubt that Furiosa is, to my mind, going to be the film of the year.
Yeah,
just putting that out there.
Yep. Yeah, I left it off my list as well because, yes, I worked on it for...
A little bit unfair.
I worked on it for quite a long
time.
I've seen several different cuts of the movie, and yes, had I not seen it, it would be higher. Yes, I absolutely think it's one of the best films of the year.
Yes. The only reason I bring it up is I don't want listeners to come away from this episode thinking it's not one of the big shining lights of the year, because it absolutely fucking is. It do not treat, you know, stint yourself, see it on the biggest screen you can.
Yeah. Yeah. Very excited. All right. How about we run through some honorable mentions then? Why don't you hit us with some of yours?
Yeah. Alrighty. Very nearly my number five until I remembered that Abigail hadn't actually released yet. Fede Alvarez's next installment in the Alien franchise.
Yep, yep. That was, I considered it, not one of my honorable mentions, but I am keen to see it.
I've got high hopes because, I mean, purely based on him, because the cast are all nobodies, which I think is refreshing. It means it shows that it's not high on Hollywood's radar, which means it's probably unsullied by... Yep. Horrible American businessman. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, obviously. Alex Garland's new one, Civil War, I'm quite keen for. He has not set a foot wrong, and I think you're with me in the very small camp that didn't hate Men. So
I actually really liked Men. Yeah, Civil War's definitely in my list.
I like Men too. David Leitch's upcoming one, Fall Guy, with... Pretty Boy and Emily Blunt.
Yeah, okay. I've got that in our schedule to do on the show, but I'm not actually that keen for it.
I think it's gonna be another bullet train. It's gonna be really slick, really enjoyable, not a huge amount of depth or anything, but that's fine. Sometimes you need those sort of things. Smile 2.
I didn't know that was coming.
Very keen for
that. I'd be keen for that.
Same guy that did the original and the short film it was based on.
Yeah, right.
And really interesting cast. Naomi Scott, who was the very pretty one from Charlie's Angels and played Princess Jasmine.
Yeah, I love her.
Rosemary DeWitt, who's always good. Kyle Gallner, who's a great young actor. You'd probably know him from Teen Wolf. Lucas Gage, who's another young guy who's done a fair few things. Dylan Galula, who
I can't believe that you say you know him from because as soon as you said Kyle Gallner, I was like, I know him. That's Beaver from Veronica Mars.
Yeah, sure, that too. Whatever. Dylan Galula, most recently given Nicolas Cage hand jobs while he farts in Thingo. Cool little cast. Same writer director as the previous one. And Smile, I thought, was certainly one of the two or three best horror films of the year.
Yeah.
Very strong, unlike Barbarian. The only other one I'll mention, which was very close, actually two. There's a film called Watchers, which I was force-fed a trailer for, and looks really good. Really, really good.
Okay.
I'm very, very excited for it. The only thing that gives me a little... It's Dakota Fanning's probably the only name in it. And she plays a young artist, gets stuck in a cabin in a forest somewhere in Ireland or something.
Yeah.
With total strangers, and then they get stalked by creatures every night. It really stylish looking.
Yeah, right.
But produced by M. Night Shyamalan.
Ooh, it's hit and miss. Directed.
Oh, no, 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 no. Directed by Ishana Shyamalan.
Oh, right. A lesser Shyamalan.
Yeah. Daddy's got his daughter her first film.
Yeah, right.
I'm assuming it's a daughter. Ishana sounds like a girl. I don't know. Maybe it's a son. Maybe it's a they. I don't know. That gives me great pause. I'm very nervous. But Dakota Fanning I like a lot, and the trailer looks really good.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
so
nice.
So we'll see. The other one, which I want, I'm only going to mention because I want to put it on your radar, is a film called Daddy-O.
Daddy-O? I've not heard of this.
Daddy-O is a film from Christy Hall, who was one of the writers and creators of a TV miniseries called I Am Not Okay With This.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Which with, what's her name? Sophia Lillis Ellis, something like that. It was awesome.
Yeah, that's the chick from It. Yeah.
And
she's very good.
Develops powers, but in the way where she just starts like killing folk and blowing shit up, and
okay,
I can't control it. It's very, very good.
Colour me keen.
And this is, I think, her first feature. It's got balls. Well, not balls. It's basically Dakota Johnson and Sean Penn.
I love Dakota Johnson.
Yeah, of course you do. Madam Web herself.
Fuck yes.
Sean and Sean Penn. He acts too.
He's less keen on Sean Penn, but Dakota Johnson. Fuck yeah.
He's actually the brother of Chris Penn, who was in Reservoir Dogs. That's how you'd know him. Yeah,
that guy. Yeah.
He's a cab driver, and she gets in the cab, and the entire movie is just their cab ride and them talking.
Fucking keen as that sounds amazing. Yeah. So this is called Daddy-O.
Daddy-O.
Okay.
Daddy-O.
That would have been high on my list.
And rated R, so their conversation probably takes some turns. I don't know. The trailer looks awesome.
Okay.
It's just them talking, but I almost started crying just in the trailer. So that's very high on my radar.
Okay, I am keen as mustard.
It was technically down as a 2023, because I'm assuming it played in some festival late last year.
Yeah.
And therefore I ruled it out, or it would probably have been my number five just based on
the right. I am keen. Only other ones on my list, Twisters. Not actually keen for. Just curious.
I will watch it.
It's more like a morbid curiosity.
Is that like Jason Patrick or something? Who's in Twisters? Am I thinking of Twister? One of them's got fucking Jason Patrick on
it. It's the sequel to Twister.
Yeah, but who's in it? I'm going to look it up now while you vamp about your other ones.
Yeah, the same reason, Morbid Curiosity, Venom 3 is on my list. I told you my bottom five were really not good.
Wow.
Abigail, Civil War. And the only one that was very close to my list, it was my number five until I realized that Kinds of Kindness was coming out this year, is Lord of the Rings, The War of the Rohirrim, which I'm
that's
very
good. 2024?
It's coming out December.
Oh, shit, I thought it had slipped.
No,
okay.
Animated Lord of the Rings film. It's an animated film.
Like Bakshi style or like modern style?
Well, it says that it's intended to be animated in a style similar to the Peter Jackson's trilogy. So I'm guessing that it's going to be quite a realistic style. I'm thinking maybe Beowulf style.
God, Uncanny Valley, anyone?
I'm curious. I'm really hoping not. I'm hoping it's more of like a watercolor, like a Ghibli type thing. I don't know.
Why wouldn't you go and do it in the style of Ralph Bakshi?
Yeah.
Everyone loves that.
So I'm very curious to see what happens here. And that's why it didn't quite make my list, but I am really I'm curious more than anything with these lower ones on my list, so.
Just looking at Twisters, just to get back to that, we've got Daisy Edgar Jones, who we love.
She's the
Crawdad Fresh Girl. Kiernan Shipka, Sabrina, like her. Maura Tierney.
Yep.
And Glenn Powell's Junk.
All right.
I'm there.
Well, that's it from us. What about the listeners? We did ask on the Potty Mouth Radio listener community. If you want to have your say, then hop on there and join the group. Link is in the show notes.
Shit, I hope you've got that loaded up. I forgot to...
I do. Josh Ragland, legend, chimed in with Gladiator 2, which very nearly made my list. I am very curious.
Really? Is it a prequel or a sequel?
I think it's a prequel. I'm not sure. But I'm keen to see it. Deadpool
Ridley
3.
Ridley hasn't made a good film in fucking years.
Deadpool 3, which obviously made your list, yep. And Furiosa, and Iv.
Good man.
Which I know you've been keen for Iv. I was surprised that that's the John Krasinski, Ryan Reynolds one. I was surprised that didn't make your list.
Again, it feels like it's almost here, so I kind of mentally it wasn't in an upcoming. It wouldn't have made my five, though. I think it's going to be... It's another Sean Levy, Ryan Reynolds joint, so it'll be fun in the same way that Free Guy and Adam Project were fun. Yep. I'll enjoy it. I'll move on.
Yeah. Mel Pearson said Inside Out 2. She saw the first one when she was 40 weeks pregnant, and we'll see this one with her 8-year-old. That's very sweet.
I've got to say, so here's the thing with Inside Out 2. So the first one you had, what's the girl's name?
Riley.
I've forgotten her name now. Riley. And you've got... sadness, joy,
anger, joy, anger, disgust,
disgust, and what's the nervousness one?
Sadness.
Whatever. No. You've got sadness, joy, anger, disgust, or whatever, and you've got the
the nervous kind of, guy,
the nervous, self-conscious, embarrassed, whatever it is. Riley's now a teenager.
Yeah,
and we get a whole bunch of new. Are we to assume that these new ones are going to be like horny, snarky, stoned, and do we know what they're going to be?
I think there is a trailer.
If they lean into the teenager thing and have it where it is what it would be, which is horny, angst, rebelliousness, you know, emo and whatever.
Yeah.
I'm so there
for it. Oh, man, I would love if one of the emotions was literally just Robert Smith.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. You've got to have an emo with like black hair down over their face and just sits in the corner fucking cutting themselves. And you need someone who's constantly horny.
Yeah.
If they lean into that, I'm so there for this, but I don't trust Disney at all. I think it's going to be shit. The first one was so good.
Yeah, it was
because
really
it
good.
It was genuine and it was... It didn't pull its punches, even for a kid's movie. It wasn't afraid to really be heartbreaking. It wasn't afraid to show Riley questioning things and being unsure. And that's what made it so good. And I don't think they're going to – I think it's going to be saccharine and crap.
Yeah.
I'm really nervous.
Finally, from Paul Prezzula from The Countdown, fabulous podcast, he said, Furiosa, all others are number two or lower.
As mentioned.
Yep. All right. Well, that's it. Next week, I want to ask you about this because penciled in, we have Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. I would rather watch Sydney Sweeney play a nun. What do you reckon?
I would rather have a catheter inserted than watch fucking Ghostbusters. What's Sydney Sweeney playing a nun?
Immaculate. New horror movie.
I mean,
movie.
I'd watch her read a shopping list, but let's do that then. What genre is this?
Horror. It's a horror film. She plays a nun who goes to some convent in Italy or Spain or one of the European countries and realizes that things aren't quite right. And then I believe that she has an immaculate pregnancy based on the trailer I saw.
Oh, I was going to say this sounds very like The Nun 2 with Taste of Haniga, but so I don't think she gets knocked
out. I reckon let's get to that next week instead of... Maybe, look.
We'll do them both. I'm going to watch fucking Ghostbusters because I hate myself.
All right.
So
there you go. It'll be a double ep next week. Why not? Let's do it. At least that way, hopefully, we'll have one fun thing to talk about, and then we can just shit on Ghostbusters.
Because
the one trailer I saw looked awful. The trailer started, and I thought it was an ad for an insurance company because the CGI is so bad. So,
but people are going to love it because they loved the first one. So I'm going to try and get more 1-star reviews than you made with your Tenet review. By alienating people and slagging off their fatted calf. Because the original Ghostbusters, not that great.
Yeah.
Oh. It's fine.
All right. There you go. Thank you for joining us here on We Watched a Thing. If you want to get in touch with us, you can do that at pottymouthradio.com. All our social links are there. You can reach out to us. As mentioned, go check out the other shows on the Pottymouth Network, Hunt for the Perfect Album, and the one where we watched, a Friends Rewatch podcast. Dave and I are off now to record a couple more Perfect Album eps. Which you can hear early if you want to hop over to our Patreon. Yeah, if you want to jump onto patreon.com/pottymouthradio, you can check out, I think we're about 6 months ahead with Perfect Album, and you get early access to all of our other shows as well.
And go check out the Sweet Sweet merch store.
Yes. Dave has a new phone case. It's very pretty.
I do.
All right. And we'll catch you next week.